after her. She was supposed to have you over the document for you to sign.
Hello.
Hey, Jamal, it's Zach, Bank of Cardiff.
Mm-hmm.
So I just spoke with Kara. She was hoping that she could set up a time early in the morning, possibly. Are you available tomorrow, or are you going to be out on the road?
Man.
Because once it's finished, she's super slammed today, unfortunately. But once the call is done with her tomorrow, funds are deposited in your account, so we can get you funded tomorrow morning, first thing. Unfortunately, she's just super slammed right now. End of the month is just ridiculous around here.
I'm not going to get in the runaround, man. That's how I feel, to be honest with you.
And I apologize. I thought this was going to get wrapped up today, but we can contact you. I'm in the office at 6:30 Pacific Standard Time. You know, we can call you first thing in the morning and get it all wrapped up.
I mean, what she has to send, how come you can't send it or someone else can't just send what she has to send?
I'm not in the funding department, and she sends you the email, and I haven't really walked anyone through the online checkout process, but she can walk you through step by step to make it go as quickly as possible so there's no confusion about you know, what you're signing or what's going on. You know, if I didn't know how to do it, I would do it with you right now, man.
Could you find out if she could just send it? Because I have common sense. I know how to read.
Yeah, you know, and she said you could actually do it on your phone as well.
All right, could you just tell me what link I need to go through where I can go ahead on, and I do this myself. And if you all going to respond tomorrow, cool. If you're not going to respond, you know, just let me know. Because like I say.
Oh, no, we don't get. We want to wrap this up, man, as quickly as possible.
I mean, I'm getting a call every day, and I've never had to go through anything like this when I'm getting a loan. You know, normally loans that I've gotten in the past, they will make this a one-day process, no more than 2 days. You know,
right.
But
yeah.
each day, I'm getting asked one question. Then the next day, it's you know, waiting at 2-3 o'clock in the evening for another question, then another question.
And
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I apologize for that, man. That's you know, that's the last thing I want to do is make you feel like you're getting the runaround. You know, and we're not trying to give you the runaround. We're trying to do this as quickly as possible. And I apologize for making you feel like we're giving you the runaround. That's the last thing I wanted to do.
You know, because like I said, I can read. I got common sense. I don't really need. Just tell me what you need me to do. I know how to read and fill out whatever I need to fill out and get it back to you. I don't need anybody to walk me through, you know, like I'm a little child or anything like that.
I understand that. There's a bank verification part that's tricky that she needs to walk you through, and that's the part that she's really needed for.
A bank verification part?
So that's once that's done, that verifies where we're depositing the funds and all that stuff. So there's a link that she kind of helps you through. So as soon as that is done, phone call is done with her, the funds are deposited into your account. And I am not experienced with the bank verification part of it, so that's where she comes into play.
I mean, based on what I'm noticing and what I've been reading about you all's company, it seems to me as if, you know, the voided check should be the verification as far as, because what's going to happen is you all going to automatically pull the money out of the account. That's common sense. So it seems to me the routing number and the account number is on the voided check. That's the
right
verification right there. So, I mean, what else is it? It's no other number that you can actually get. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and again, I am not in the closing part of the funding thing. Because if I knew how to do all that stuff with, I would walk you through it right now, and we'd get you funded today. You know, I
just don't understand. If it's 2:15 your time, and you know you all work till 5 or 6 o'clock.
Actually, I work till 3. I get in the office at 6 to 3. Because we work with the East Coast as well, so we got to you know contact them fairly early in the morning as well. That's all I was saying. You know, we could wrap it up.
I mean, if you all want referrals and want to grow your business, you all gonna have to do a better job as far as your tactics, to be honest with you, because from the day that I first dealt with you, you know, it's like you all blew my phone up, blew me up with the emails. I provided everything you've asked for, and it's like one call a day, and that one call is like underwriting has this question. Then the next day, all right, they got another question. Get all the questions out the way. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I've dealt with banks before. I'm not hurting for money. You know, I have accounts, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like I'm desperate or, or you know, if I get this loan, it's the end of the world.
I understand.
But my thing is, like I explained to you earlier, you know, it's a lot of scams. It's a lot of con men, a lot of rip-off people out here. And I'm going to protect my money. I'm going to protect my credit. You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely agree.
I do not agree with a loan if a person is approved day after day after day. I've worked around plenty of people, and I've gotten loans before where people will stay overtime. No matter how busy they are, they're going to make a way for the customer. You see what I'm saying?
I understand that.
If your manager is that busy that she has to wait until tomorrow, then what's the excuse going to be tomorrow?
She's not my manager. Yeah. She's not my manager. She's just another part of the company. She is in funding. I rarely work with her directly. And again, the bank verification part has to wait till tomorrow morning. That's why everything's getting held off till tomorrow.
A bank verification part.
That's part of the closing call. Is going through the online checkout, doing the bank verification. Once that's done, the phone is hung up, money is wired into your account.
All right. I'll give you all until tomorrow.
What would be the best time for her to reach out to you, just so we can have a set time, hammer down, there's no confusion, there's no run around, there's no nothing. What would be the most opportune time?
I'll be up whenever time you all open, but I'm telling you, man to man, if there's any more runarounds or anything else that's going to hold up tomorrow, just cancel the whole deal. I'm going to be honest with you, because I know I can deal with other companies that's not going to give me, you know, the runaround. Because, like I say, I've been going through this with you all since Monday, and today is Thursday, about to be Friday. And if you look at the flyer that was mailed to me, and, you know, pretty much everything that you all have been telling me is not going according to plan as far as, you know, an answer. You know, you're not moving as fast as you let on to move. So, like I said, I'm not going to go into next week answering the same questions.
No, we want to wrap this up tomorrow morning.
All right, like I say, I call me as soon as you open up. If you open up at 6 a.m. or whatever, call me. If there's anything else that's going to, you know, I got 10 more questions or I got this or that, I tell you, forget about it. I deal with another company. Don't worry about it.
Hey, Jamal, I could completely understand. Kara is the final piece of the puzzle, and she wrap everything up tomorrow morning. I just sent her a message to see if she could call you. She gets in at 8 o'clock. I get in earlier because I'm in the sales department. So she gets in at 8 Pacific Standard Time. I believe that's 10 o'clock your time. I just emailed her right now, and I'm going to have her call you as soon as she gets in, wrap everything up in 20 minutes, and we're done.
All right, like I said, if I haven't heard anything tomorrow, you know, the offer is off the table as far as I'm concerned. I
understand. I understand. We're going to get this thing wrapped up in the morning.
All right.
Thanks, Jamal, for your patience, man. I truly appreciate it.
All right.
All right, take care.